Good morning. During the Christmas season, the world really turns into a place that shares hope, peace, joy, and love. We see this hope, this like, not new, but like this renewed hope. In relationships, there's compassion, this anticipation of what is to come. There's a palpable sense of peace as some people pause to appreciate this time. There's a sense of joy that we see through movies, right? Through hot chocolate, through the Christmas spirit. Lights, candles, the smell when you walk into the stores or your house and you smell that pine, whatever they call that red acorn-looking thing. Wait, isn't it a pine cone? You learn something new every day. Yeah, duh. But there's this, it's evident, right? When you walk around. And you see this, and you see this love. It's really not just seen, it's like pushed in your face through all these Hallmark movies that are the corniest things in the world, but we watch them every year. I know. They're like, don't lie, we all watch them. But this feeling that we get, this joyous feeling, this hopefulness, this love, the sense of peace around our family and friends is really apparent. But what if during this season, what if it's just this little nugget, this reminder of how we should be acting daily in our life? Not just because it's Christmas, not just because the Christmas tree came out. This isn't the symbol of, oh, now is the time to be a little happier, a little nicer. Let that person merge. But it should be an everyday thing. But it's just during this season, people are like, a little bit happier. I even know, this happened to me, not recently, but it happened to me, 'tis the season. But getting on an airplane, I'm a stickler for rules, okay? I like rules. I like structure. And in that structure, when you get on an airplane and you get a boarding pass, it says A whatever, B whatever, C whatever, right? And when the lady at the front says, would you please line up? I happen to pay extra because I like to pick my seat and sit somewhat towards the front. I like to have a little leg room. I'm not the smallest guy. These seats are not made for people over like 125. So I choose to pay more. And in this season, I remember I got in line and I don't really get in line because another thing that happened was they said, don't stand up, don't block the way until we call you up. So they start calling up A group. I'm A group because I pay extra again because I want to get the A1 through 15 or whatever. I'm A10 just to fill this story in. So I'm standing there holding my ticket and I notice the guy next to me is A15 or 16. And so they're like, please get up in order, yada, yada, yada. It is open seating. We all know that, right? But me being the law-abiding citizen that I am, step forward in front of a gentleman, and I'm just patiently waiting. And then as soon as the line starts moving, I notice him go. And I was just like, no. But I just moved forward, and then I heard, like right behind me, I heard, well, that figures. And I was just like, whoa. And I just said, sorry. They told us to get in order, and I noticed that you're this number, and I'm A10. I apologize that I'm before you. And then the response was, well, it's the season. You can go ahead of me. And I was like, thank you for letting me do what I was going to do anyways. But that mind, so it's that mindset, right? And for some reason, there's this, when you associate Christmas and you associate this time frame, you know, you walk outside and you're like, I don't know if it's the cold, brisk, fresh air that gets people in a better mood, but it's this, all of a sudden, this mood change for this season. But love needs to be shown beyond Christmas. We've gone through the Advent season, and this is the last week, and we've gone through hope, peace, and joy. And today we're going to talk about love. And it's through this season that we see this all happening. But what if, even though we have the Christmas trees, the Hallmark, the movies, the hot chocolate, all this stuff, God works through all of it? And what if, through this moment, it is just a glimmer of an example, a representation of, this is what you should do every year. This is what you should do on the daily, the monthly, the yearly, not just because it's Christmas. So that extra time you give to someone, that extra peace you feel because you're sipping on your hot chocolate or coffee, or that hope that you feel in a relationship with your friends, your spouse, your children, and you're like, "'Tis the season." The season is every day. And we are reminded of that through the birth of Christ. We are reminded of love, the true, genuine love of God in our life. And today, that's what we're going to talk about. I don't have any Bible verses up because I'm going to be jumping around a little bit, but the main area we're going to be in is 1 John. But love can be shown in various ways and in various forms. So one way is storge love is the first one I'm going to talk about. We're going to talk about three real quickly just to kind of set the vibe, okay? But storge love is this natural affection and love that family members have for one another, okay? It also describes love between good friends, and it's built on a foundation of trust, loyalty, support, acceptance, and familiarity. It's almost an automatic kind of love, you know? And with friends, it's a little bit more because you choose that friendship, right? But we have that love for my spouse, my children, and I automatically love them to a certain degree. Like, no offense, but we know it's true, more than others. Because they're my family. They're my close friends. My oikos. My group. And then secondly, we have philia love. And this love is characterized by close bonds, shared values, you know, once again, a little bit, and a mutual respect. But it's also described as a deep friendship or brotherly love, but it's similar to this, like a platonic type love, but it's typically more emotionally intimate and deeper because it's based on choice. Okay? And we always say things like, you know, that's my family. I always love them. Right? But if you have a friend or something like that, that kind of love is by choice. Simply put, if you're like, not my cup of tea, I'm going to walk the other way. So it's a little bit deeper love because there's that choice you're putting into it. But then finally, we have agape love. And this is the love that God is sharing. And it's a Greek word that refers to the type of love that is described as the highest form of love. It's selfless. It's unconditional. It's this universal love that is transcending all circumstances and characterized by sacrifice of self. It's characterized by patience, empathy, not holding grudges, not being envious, proud, or boastful. So we have these areas of love. And I'm the kind of person that it's just me being nitpicky, I'll be honest with you. But I always notice that I bring it up to my wife all the time when, like, we're watching a show and they're like, "I love you so much, man." And I'm like, "You've known each other 12 hours. Like, what are you talking about? Like, this is one episode in. Like, you don't even know each other." But there is a sense of love, you know, like you have that love for someone. But the thing is that in our world, we use those types of love, the storge love and the philia love, as the love that we think that we need to share as Christians. That the love we need to share as this love that God is sharing. But God is sharing agape love. And there's a big difference. So I'm going to read through 1 John 4, starting in verse 7, and it's talking about God's love and our love. So if you want to turn there really quick, you can. Like I said, I don't have any verses on the screen today. I apologize for that. But 1 John 4, starting in verse 7, it says, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. So the one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister, whom they have seen, cannot love God, whom they have not seen. And he has given us this command: anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister. But what kind of love are we speaking of?" That's the question. What kind of love are we speaking of here? What does it look like? So if we look at verse 8 through 12 again, it says, "Whoever does not know God, whoever does not love does not know God. Because God is love. And this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son for us as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. And dear friends, since God so loved us, we ought to love one another." So we need to share this same kind of love to the world around us, because we are grateful for what God has done through the birth of Jesus Christ, through sending his son. Because we are grateful, we need to be brought to our knees with the love God has first shown us. So when we are living our life and we're talking about love and we're like, I love my neighbor. I love the people out in the world. I love my friends. And I'm going to show that kind of love. We need to understand we're not talking about showing this storge or philia love. Because God showed us agape, unconditional love. A love so strong that he sent his son to live his life and die on the cross and pay for the price of sin through his sacrifice. And I love my family. I love my children. I love my friends. But when you think about that kind of love that God has for us, if we are not sharing that same love, if we are not emulating that same love in our life, if we are not representing that same love to the world around us, then we are lying to ourselves. If we think that that's the kind of love that is God, we need to take it a step further. We all need to think about that kind of love and say, yes, I love and I'm showing love in this way, but is it truly the love of God that I'm showing? Because when we are Christian and when we accept Christ into our heart, we are saying that we are transformed and we are saying that we are going to be different because Christ is now in us. In John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. So this first step of believing in him, it's not met with all this extra stuff. It's not met with the works, as some people might say. It's truly with an understanding that Christ came, Christ was born, Christ lived his life as a perfect sacrifice for us on the cross and died for us to pay the penalty of sin. And so once we believe that wholeheartedly and we truly believe that and accept Christ into our hearts, we receive Christ. It doesn't take extra steps. It doesn't take this work. But hear me, please. When we accept Christ, when we accept him into our hearts, and we receive the free gift of Jesus Christ, the work starts there. Because the love that we have for God, the love that we are shown that makes us realize and we go, wow, I have a Father that loves me so much that he sent his Son to die for me, that Christ was born specifically to live his life perfect, to be a sacrifice for me, I have to show that. So I need to understand that I need to be different. I need to show the agape love of Christ in me to others. So remember in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. Do we understand what that's saying? I am not supposed to be the person I was before I knew Christ. I remember the person I was before. But I'm not supposed to be that person because I'm made new in Christ. I'm still Ian. I'm still a sinner. But through Christ, I'm made complete. Through that love, I'm made complete. But I need to show the world around me the love that I'm now representing. And that love, that agape love, that deep unconditional love needs to be shared to the world. We live in a society, in a world right now that Christmas has not become about Christ. And it's sad. But in all honesty, it's because a lot of times one of the issues, I believe, is because we are not showing the correct representation of who God is in our life. So those Hallmark movies, those happy movies, those things show a better representation of hope, peace, joy, and love to people around the world than Christians do. Because our love sometimes comes from this other love, this brotherly love, this familial love. But it's not until you really accept and say, God, live through me. Show your love through me. Help me become a representation of you. To not be judgmental, to not show that anger, to not be the same person that I was before Christ. Because we are made new through Christ. So we shouldn't be the same person. So characteristics of the flesh are our old self. And those characteristics, are some of them are brought up in Galatians 5, verses 19 through 21. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins. And it says, let me tell you again, as I have before, that any living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. So if we are carrying over that lifestyle and those sins, we are not living in Christ. So the problem is that we think of this mindset of this other love, this storge love, rather than the agape love that God shows us. And we feel that that's enough. We feel that this, I'll love you when you're around, I'll talk behind your back kind of mentality, or what's going on, we feel that that's enough. But God sees all of it. God knows the desires of our heart. And the love he is talking about that we need to share the world is the agape love that Christ showed, that God showed through sending his son, that Christ showed through his life, that Christ showed through his sacrifice. Is the love that we need to share. So we need to quit living our lives in this philia and storge love. That's part of it. That is an example of it. But get this. Every time, if you were to think about these loves, if you were to just be and focus your mind on agape love and striving for that, you would love unconditionally, which means that you would love your friends, that you would love your familia, that you would love in those ways. And God is love. So celebrating the birth of Christ this season, we need to see this unconditional love that is shared through his birth. Love strong enough to know that through the birth, which would lead to the ultimate sacrifice for our sins, this ultimate gift, that we are freely able to receive God's love, agape love, needs to be our new standard in our life. So in order to show Christ to the world around us, we need to love the world as Christ loved. We need to love our friends, love our family, love those we don't know, love everyone, in the same unconditional love that Christ shows. And the crazy thing is, it's a lot easier sometimes to love people we don't know in that way than it is to love your brother or sister, your husband or wife, your friends in this room. Right? Because so you get comfortable around each other, and you're like, I'm just going to tell you how I feel. But we don't do it in a loving way sometimes. So this season, remembering that people are more patient, remembering that people, like people that don't even know Christ in their life, people that have never experienced the love of God, can show patience during this season, can show love during this season, can show joy during this season, can show hope during this season. And if that's the standard that you set for yourself, how are you doing more to show who Christ is in your life if your standard is the same as a world that doesn't know him? If your love is the same as the love that someone who doesn't know him shows. So remembering the birth of Christ is remembering the love of God and living out the love of God. Living out agape love. In a few minutes, we're going to... I'll invite the worship team up now. You guys can sit for a minute. But in a few minutes, we're going to be doing our... We're going to be going through our last Advent. And Pastor Sean is going to hand out some candles right now for our last song. And we have this... We have the Christ candle, this center candle that's lit to represent Christ, the birth of Christ. So on Christmas, we are remembering the light that is brought into the world through the love of God, because through Jesus Christ. And this light shining starts here, starts with Christ. And Christ is the center. So in a moment, we're going to have, as we go into this last song, I'm going to have Pastor Sean and Lee come up, and they're going to light their candles. And they're going to walk through. And during our last song, they're going to light their candles to allow you to light your candles as a representation of taking the love of Christ and sharing it. And seeing the light of Christ grow. Seeing his love grow through our congregation. And people around the world are going to start doing something. And we all know what's going to happen in about a week. We have Christmas. But something more important to some people happens after Christmas. And what happens every year around New Year's? What do people do? Resolutions. People are going to get in shape. People are going to start doing stuff. Woohoo. Yes. But here's my challenge to you. As we hand out these candles and we get ready for this. Excuse me, I need to take a breath. As we hand out these candles and as we get ready to prepare in this last song, I want us to make a resolution as a church right now. That instead of making a resolution to do one of these worldly things to get fit or something, if you want to do that, that's great. Add on to it. That's fine. But what I would like us to do is as a church today, say that from this day forward, as we light these candles, as we show this representation of the love of Christ through the light of Christ, that we are going to take that with us today. And today, if it's today's the day that you start, then start today. But I pray that today we go outside and from here on out, we show the hope, the peace, the joy, and the love of the Advent season every day from here on out. When January 15th hits, when February hits, and people start getting in this little slump, don't do that. Show the love of God to the world around you. Be the representation of agape love to the world around you through Christ in your life. And what I want to do is, before we light the candles, I want to pray. And maybe you haven't received the gift of Christ in your life. Maybe you haven't received Him as your Lord and Savior. And maybe today's the day that you want to start that. Start the journey with Him to experience His love in your life. And I'm going to pray right now, and if you want to silently follow me, if you want to say it out loud to yourself, that's fine. But I'm going to pray, and I'm going to extend the invitation for you to accept Christ this morning. And maybe you've accepted Christ, and you realize, I have only given this minimal amount of love in my life, but I want to rededicate myself to Christ to show His love around the world. And if that's you, by all means, say this prayer too. Because this prayer doesn't have to be a one-time thing. It's a daily. Sometimes you say it throughout the day. To receive Christ, to bring Him back into your life as the light of your life. And then after we pray, when I say amen, I'll have you guys come forward and light the candles during the last song, and we'll sing this last song together. Okay? But let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for who you are. Thank you for being with us in our life. Thank you for sending your Son to be the example of love for the world, to show us hope, to be the Prince of Peace, to bring us joy. Lord, you're a loving Father who's been around through all things since the beginning of time. Sent His Son to become flesh, to show us the way to salvation through His life, through His example, through His characteristics. And Lord, through your death on the cross, to pay for our sins, we thank you. And if there's anyone right now that wants to accept Jesus Christ into their hearts, I just invite you to pray with me this prayer. Just say, Lord Jesus, I confess my sins and ask for your forgiveness. Please come into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Lord, take complete control of my life and help me walk in your footsteps daily to show your love to the world around me by the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, thank you for your sacrifice and guidance in our lives from this day forward. In your name we pray. Amen. And as they come forward and light their candles and we move into this, I just want to close our sermon today. In John 8, verse 12, it says, when Jesus spoke again to the people, He said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And as the candles are lit, let's just remember the birth of Christ being the light of the world to all of us, coming to be the hope, peace, joy, and love to us all. Amen.